Okay, what we're going to do in this shir is just to read inside and explain the Mechaber Amor Shachs and Taz. The Mechaber says, Issus and Nesarav Meheter. Issus and Heter are not the same type. The Goin, Chelev, Shenesarav Bebosar, the Osir fats of an animal that's mixed up with meat. Yitamenu Goy, a Gentile should taste it. Im oimer she'ein boi tam chelev, if he says there's no taste of chelev, or she'oimer she'yesh boi tam, or he says that there is taste, elo she'hu pogum, but the taste is not a good taste, it gives a bad taste, the chelev gives a bad taste to the meat, mutter. It's mutter. If there's no taste, it's mutter. As we'll learn in the next sif, that in order for it to be asr, we have the principle of tam ke'ikr, that if there's taste of Isser, it's Aser. So if there's no taste, it's Mutter. Also, if the taste gives a bad taste, it's also Mutter, because taste of Isser will Aser something only if it gives a good taste. Okay, so now let's first see the Taz Sif Cotton Base. The Taz says, Yitamenu Goy, a Gentile should taste it. Kosov Bedrisha, the Drisha writes, Mida Aser B'Yisroel Lemitam Boy, from the fact that we do not allow a Jew to taste the food, yesh lilmoid, we can learn from here, shepa'omim, that in the occasion, shekoinim basar min hakatzav, where one purchases meat from the butcher, ve'en yadua im aluachu, im loy, and he does not know if it was salted or not. In order for meat to be mutter, you have to salt it to remove the blood. So if he does not know if the butcher salted the meat to remove the blood, aser litaim bilashoinai, he may not taste the meat with his tongue in order to see if it has a taste of salt, and he'll know if the meat was salted. Ad kan lashono. This is the end of the Drisha's words, or as we would say in English, unquote. So the Taz says, V'hu tamua ma'od. This is very hard to understand. The Hobbes Simin Membeis in Yordan, in Simin Membeis, Gabi Moro, by the gallbladder, Kosev Behedyo, it says explicitly, that if you don't see the gallbladder, you can lick the liver to see if you taste the bitter taste of the gallbladder. If you taste the gallbladder in the liver, then the animal is kosher. So we see conclusively that the taste with your tongue does not have any doubt of iser. If there's a suffix, you are allowed to lick with your tongue iser to see if it's aser. Umishum hachi hizkir beferish gabi mora sheyitem belashin. Therefore, it says by the gallbladder that you can taste it with your tongue. You're not allowed to taste suffix iser and swallow it, but to lick it with your tongue to see if it's iser, the Taz is proving from the gallbladder that it's mutter against the drisha. Mashikosef sham beis Yosef b'shem Mordechai. Look, the beis Yosef says over there in the name of the Mordechai. Mochanami mutter. So by meat that you're buying from the butcher, it's mutter to taste to see if it has salt, if it's clean from dam, from blood. That there's no blood on the surface. If there's blood on the surface, you can't lick it because you'll be licking pure blood. But if there's no blood on the surface, so now there's a suffix if the meat was salted. In such a case, you can lick the meat with your tongue. So the question is over here, if you have a suffix, if there's isur in the pot, why can't you just lick it to see if it's aser? Shani hacha dahayit sorech litaim al yedei achila mamish. Our case is different. Our case, in order to differentiate, if there's taste, you have to eat it properly, swallow it, kedei lahargesh im yesh sham tam, in order to feel if there's taste of isur in the heter. Val kein sorech sheyitem ogoy, therefore you have to give it to a Gentile, since it's aser to eat. The only thing that's mutter, according to the Taz, is to lick with your tongue when there's a suffix, but to eat it, it's aser. So therefore, you have to give it to a Gentile to taste to see if it's iser. Then the Taz brings another case where tasting with your tongue is mutter. V'gabi tainis b'orachayim simen tovkov samach zayin mavur poshut b'zeh te'ein iser b'te'ima b'loshen l'chud. From tainis we see that there's no iser to taste with your tongue alone. D'lo yehusker sham the only thing that's mentioned over there that's usher is to take it into your mouth, but just to lick it with your tongue is mutter on a tainis to taste food with your tongue. And over here there's a difference between a tainis, a fast day, and other isurim. And Rabin explains that in a fast day it's mutter to lick with your tongue, even though it's certainly asr to eat. And by us, it's only mutter to lick with your tongue if it's a suffolk isr. That's in the end of this piece. Look in the shir, we brought those that argue on the Taz. So now the Taz goes to explain why we rely on a Gentile. So the Taz says, V'hach yitamen goy, this that the Mechaber says that you can get a Gentile to taste it, mashma, infers, afilu lav kveila, even if he's not a professional cook, you can still rely on him. Shekein diktek beis Yosef, miloshen Rambam, this is what the beis Yosef infers from the words of the Rambam, shekosev, that the Rambam writes, toyim goy, that you can get a goy to taste it. For leizocha kveila, the Rambam does not mention that you need a professional cook. Beimkein, and if so, that you do not need a professional cook, ikur haheter mikoyach mesiach lefitumoy. The main reason that it's mutter over here is because he's mesiach lefitumoy. The goy is speaking incidentally, meaning that he does not know that we're relying on him. K'mavur b'beis Yosef b'shem Rashba, like it's explained in the Beis Yosef in the name of the Rashba, b'bedek habayis laharo'ah, in the bedek habayis of the ra'ah. The Ra'ah has the Bedek HaBayis on the side of the Torah HaBayis, of the Rashba. Hikshal zeh, he asks on this, on the Rashba, the Ein Masiach Lefitumoy Ne'eman Ela Le'edus Isha, that we have a rule that a Gentile is only believed Masiach Lefitumoy when it comes to a witness that a woman died. She'ena Ela Gili Milsa Ba'alma, it's only a revelation of a fact, of an existing fact. So over there he's believed, but generally we do not believe a guy, even if he is Masiach Lefitumoy. The kushya zu hikshe gam b'tumas adeshen siman ayin tes al harashba. This question is also asked by the tumas adeshen on the Rashba. V'tirit, so the tumas adeshen answers, the sovalei le Rashba, the tam ki ikur lav da'iraisa. The Rashba holds that tam ki ikur is not da'iraisa, meaning that even though there's taste of iser in food, it's still not da'iraisa. It's not asa da'iraisa. And by an Isser Dura Bonon, Masiach Lefitumai helps to believe a goy. The Yosef says in the name of the Torah HaBayis, meaning the Rashba, in the Sefer Torah HaBayis, the Maskim in Rabbeinu Tam, the Sovalei D'Oraisa. So the Taz is saying that in truth, we see that the Rashba agrees to Rabbeinu Tam that Tam Ki Ikur is D'Oraisa. So we cannot answer this teretz. But he says, "Efshir delei maskim imohim ella leinyan ikur adin." It's possible that the Rashba only agrees to Rabbeinu Tam that Tam ki ikur is d'oraisa only for the main din. Aval leinyan maslat, but when it comes to Masiach Lefitumoy, shapar samach Rashi v'Rambam, he relies on Rashi and the Rambam, the sovalei the Tam ki ikur d'rabbanan, that they hold Tam ki ikur is d'rabbanan. And therefore, we can rely on a goy maslat. And it's possible that this is the intention of the Beis Yosef, shekosav b'simen zeh, that he writes in this simen, that on this we rely on the Rambam and the Rashba, that a goy helps maslat. Afilo ein nekvela, even though he's not a professional cook. Meaning that even though the Rashba holds Tam ki ikur d'oraisa, still when it comes to maslat, we rely on Rashi and say that Tam ki ikur d'rabbanan, and therefore we can rely on a goy maslat. But the Taz says, Avo be'emes metzino vikuach kazeh oid b'piski maharai simen kuf lamed. In truth, we find an argument about this in the Piski Maharai. The Maharai is the one who wrote the Trumas Adeshen, so he also wrote Piski Maharai. So in simen kuf lamed, he writes l'inyan b'chor, by a firstborn animal, shekosav, that he writes to the Rashba, mahani maslat, k'she'ena mashbiach mekhoi, that the Rashba holds that a goy maslat is believed to tell you that this animal is not a firstborn, that the mother had already given birth, k'she'ena mashbiach mekhoi, where he's not going to add to the price of the purchase. Elo shehik shalov. So the Marai asks on the Rosh, the loy mahani elabidus isha, that how can we rely on a goy maslat to tell you that the animal is not a bechor? The rule is that we don't rely on a goy only by this isha, kedi isa ba goizel, like we learned in Perak HaGoizel, the last Perak of Rabba Kama, So the Taz is saying that we see sometimes that even by a Doraisa we can rely on a Goy Maslat. So therefore the Taz gives a new answer that will answer both the Rashba and the Rosh. Taz says, V'nirali, it seems to me, the HaRashba v'HaRosh Svirale, that the Rashba and the Rosh hold, the Hoda Amrina v'HaGoyzel, the Ein Maslat Neman v'Mili Doraisa, this that we say, in Perka Goizel, that a Gentile Maslat is not believed by something that's Doraisa, Hainu b'Midi Diboy Edus, Dafka. It is only something that requires testimony. Masha Enkin v'Isser v'Heter, however, by Isser v'Heter, to tell us if something is Mutter or Aser, Shapa Mahani, a Goy is believed Maslat. The Bezel loy be'inan Edus Gemura. Because by Isser v'Heter, we do not need a true testimony. He's not required to come to Bezdin to say testimony. Rather, if we have a proof, it's enough. So the Taz says, Teida, I'll bring you a proof that there's a difference between something that requires testimony and Isser v'Heter. Because we see that one witness is believed to tell you that something is mutter, but as opposed to witnesses where you need two witnesses. V'imkain, and since we see that a proof is enough, achanami maslat, by maslat as well, we can rely on a Gentile if he speaks maslat. D'mize yishlanu svora, she'ein sham iser. Because if the Goy tells us maslat that there's no iser, we have a hypothesis that there is no iser. V'sagi b'zeh, and that's enough. V'horayah, we have another proof that you don't require witness. Shekfeila mahani, because we see over here that a professional cook is believed. Afila be'ena maslat, even if he does not tell us in an incidental way that there's no iser. Metam d'leimare chaskasei, we believe him because he does not want to ruin his reputation. Ubemidi d'boy edus v'adi le'mahani dover kazeh, by something that needs witness, certainly a goy who doesn't want to ruin his reputation is not going to be believed. Elal kochoch to be suim loitzoch rakechochos. See conclusively that by iser, all you need is a proof, and therefore we can rely on a Gentile maslat. Ken nirali liyashiv das harashba v'harosh. That's how the Taz says it seems to him to answer the Rashba and the Rosh. Avel inya halocha, however, halocha. Lamaisa, the Taz says, Kvar pasak b'tor v'shulchan aruch simen shin yudvav. The Torah and the Shulchan aruch already paskened in simen shin yudvav. Le'inyan b'char. By the firstborn, the loy mahani maslat. The maslat does not help. Vim kain loy mahani b'shum duchta de'ika iser doraisa. Chutz me'edus isha. So therefore, the halacha, we do not rely on a Gentile maslat by any iser doraisa except for edus isha. That's the end of this piece. Now the Taz goes on to explain the opinion of the Rosh, which will have ramifications as we'll see. So the Taz first brings the Torah. First the Torah brings the Rashba. That brings an opinion that you need both a professional and Mesiach Levitumai. And so then the Torah says, V'chein kosev Adonai Avir Rosh. This is how my father, my master, the Rosh holds. Shetzorech shelo yoda shesoimchen alav b'isr v'heter. That you need that we do not know that we're relying on him regarding isr v'heter. So the Beis Yosef says, Hadaloi kosev stam. This that the Torah does not say, V'chein kosev Adonai Avir Rosh, without the extra words, Shitzok shelo yoda shesemchen alav, b'isr v'heter. Pirush Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef explains, Kolemer she'en echrei abadovar im tzorech kveila dafka. There's no proof from his words if the Gentile has to be a professional cook or not. So the Beis Yosef holds that it's not clear from the Rosh if the Goy has to be a professional or not. So the Taz says, Koshali, hakosuv ha-Rosh, pirush nachtim goy. The Rosh explains kveila nachtim goy, meaning a cook. Mashma de be'inon dafka uman. We see that we need specifically an uman, a professional. De lavkin lomali lichtab dovaze. Because if you did not need a kfela, why is he right? Nachtem goy. De in dakoy shel harosh lichtoiv. Ela made nafka mina ladin. Because it's not the way of the rush to write things that have no ramifications for halacha. Alkein nira ipcha. So from the fact that the Rosh says Nachtim Goy, we see the opposite. The Vade HaRosh Svirulei Kamoy Yesh Oimrim Shemei Vi Lefneze Yitzorach Uman Davka. see that the Rosh holds, like the Yesh Omim that the Torah brings before that, that you need a professional and Masiach Lefi Tumi. You need both a professional and Masiach Lefi Tumi. So then the Taz says, El Yesh Chidush Acher B'Dibya Rosh, there's another Chidush in the words of the Rosh, the Mashma, Im Yudea HaGoy Shesem Chan Alav B'Dabar Acher Loi Le'inyan Issa V'Heter Mikri Lefi Tumi. That if the Gentile knows that you're relying on him for something else, not for Issa V'Heter, it's called Masiach Lefi Tumi. If, for example, you tell the guy you need to know if there's this food in the pot because of health reasons, that's called Masiach Lefi Tumi. The Taz learns enough from the words of the Rosh that he says, Shelo Yodesh Hashem Chan Alav B'Issa V'Heter. The Rosh says it has to be that we don't know that he's relying on him in Issa V'Heter. Even though he thinks we're relying on him for something else, for example, health reasons, it's still called Maslat. Since he has the words B'Issa V'Heter, we see that Maslat is enough if he does not know that we're relying on him for Issa V'Heter. Masha'enkin B'Shar Lefi Tumay. However, by other Masiach Lefi Tumay, Kogon Be'edis Isha Loi Mahani Zeh. This does not help. It does not help if the guy thinks we're relying on him for something else. Al ken kosev shem rosh the gam zel mahanikan. If the Rosh says that by Issa V'Heter, it's enough that he does not know we're relying on him for Issa V'Heter, even though he thinks we're relying on him for something else. So you could just ask the guy, tell him for health reasons, I need to know if there's milk in this pot of meat, because I'm allergic to milk. And if he tells you there's no milk, so it's mortar. That's the Taz. Now let's see the Shach of Cotton Base. Shach says, "Bebeis Yosef Posak, da agoi de lav kvela, samchinon aleha b'masiach lefi tumay." The Beis Yosef paskins that a Gentile that's not a professional cook can be relied on if he's speaking masiach lefi tumay, dafka. Va'kvela samchinon afilo ena masiach lefi tumay. And a professional cook, it can be relied on even if he's not speaking masiach lefi tumay. De loy meshaker, because he won't lie. Shelo yafted umnasei, because he doesn't want to lose his reputation. V'nisbayo l'cho, dekan mayri begoy she'en akvela. V'lachin tzorach shelo yoda she'sam chanalov. So therefore over here, when the Machaber says that we rely on a goy Masiach Lefi Tumi, it's talking about where he's not a professional cook. And therefore he has to be talking Masiach Lefi Tumi. Because as we see in Beis Yosef, if he's a professional cook, he does not have to be speaking maslat. So the Shach says, v'makom mokom kashali, in any case, it's a question to me. Given the pasuk b'sif beis, since the machaber paskin in sif beis, the min b'she'in minoy osa midoy raisa, kol shenoyis in tam. Since the machaber paskins, that when you have min b'she'in minoy, it's osa doy raisa anytime there's taste, because tam ki ikur is doy raisa. Im kein ech yi a goy neman m'siyach lefi tumoy. So therefore, how can a goy be believed m'siyach lefi tumoy? V'haloy shas aruchahi. The Gemara goes at length. Peperka Gozal Baswa, in the last parak in Baba Kama, the Ein Goy Maslat Namon Beisu Torah, to tell us that a Goy is not believed even if he's Maslat, if it's an Issu Torah, Eilu Beidus Isha Levad. The only time he's believed is by Eidus Isha. Upasku Bahag, Vaharif, Vaharosham, Vusmag, Besoif Hilchas Gerushin. This is how the Bahag, Rif, Rosh, and Smag all Paskin, that a goy is not believed by Issa Torah Maslat. Va'afal pi shemidivu haRambam v'shar poiskim mashma gamken v'samchinen a goy delav kveila b'maslat. Even though from the words of the Rambam we see that you can rely on a Gentile if he is not Maslat. Mekom makayim efshir desavik Rashi. It's possible that the Rambam holds like Rashi, v'siyato, and those that hold like him. The min b'she'en a minay min haTorah batal b'roiv, that if Issa gets mixed up in heter of an opposite min, it's batal b'roiv. In other words, even if there's taste, it's batal b'roiv, because Rashi holds tam ki ikur d'rabbanan. And therefore, since it's only d'rabbanan, we can rely on a goy maslat. Aval al ha-machaber kosher, but on the machaber, it's a question. V'chein kosher al ha-rajba. It's also a question on the rajba. Shegam hu pasak the min b'she'en amino yasa min ha-teira. Ad samach. He also holds that min b'she'en minay is aser min ha-Torah unless it's 60. Meaning that if it's taste, it's aser min ha-Torah. U'pasek the goy d'lav kvela nema b'maslat. And he says that a goy is believed b'maslat, even though according to him it's in his Torah, u'kadehuva b'beis Yosef, like it's brought in the Beis Yosef. So we have a question on the Mechaber and the Rashba. How can we rely on a maslat if it's an isadoi baisa? So the shach says, "Shuv matzasi b'tumas adeshin semanei tes shehirgish k'sas baseh." I found in the tumas adeshin that took some notice of this. V'kasav zelashoinai. These are its words. The kveil shayni du'umnase b'kach v'leimorach haskosi. That a professional is different because he won't want to lose his reputation. V'achi isi b'tor yoredeya. This is what it says in the Torah. The maskana sabash to be in entirety. That the conclusion of the rush is that you need two things. Kvela or maslat. He has to be both professional and he has to be talking incidentally. V'loika rashba de sabar de chochad mahani. And not like the rashba that holds that one is enough. Vim toimar. And if you'll say, tikshi la harashba amai mahani maslat. Let's ask on the rashba, why does maslat help? V'yishlamet de sabar karashi. So the Trum Sedeshin answers that the rashba holds like rashi. So the Shach says, V'teimo, that's a question on the Trum Sedeshin. The Rashba paskins explicitly. The Rashba says explicitly in Torah Sabayis, like Rabbeinu Tam, that Tamkik is Doraisa. Ayin Sham, see over there. V'doichak loymar, kivan de kosav umekom mokoim, li'inim psakalocha nismach al Rabbeinu Tam v'ri, v'balalochas v'harayvid, zal. That the Rashba says it's at the end when he speaks about Tam Ke'ikur that halacha we rely on Rabbeinu Tam, the Ri, the Bahag, and the Ravid, since they're the majority. And they say to be stringent. So the Shach says, Imkain, so from his words it seems that we only hold like Rabbeinu Tam has a stringency. And the reasoning of those that are lenient by maslat helps. Means we can still rely on a goy maslat since we're only going like a Rabbeinu Tam l'chumra. So the Shach said that this is forced. V'oid, the b'toyis ha'bayis ha'kotzer, jam, and b'toyis ha'bayis, in the shorter version, sasam l'gamir k'sos Rabbeinu Tam. Over there he closes completely like the reasoning of Rabbeinu Tam, meaning he doesn't bring anyone else. Below Yiskus for Samakilim, and he doesn't bring the reasoning of those that are lenient, of those that hold Tamkikus Durabonon. So we see that the Rashba holds Tamkikus Daraisa. So therefore, the Shach has a question on the Trumas Adeshin that says that the Rashba holds a Karashi. Then he brings into practice. Umi Choisnai, Ha'oluf Hamaroimom, and for my son in law, the great and uplifted one, Marino Rav Gershon. Nero Yor, may his light shine. Hikshagamkan al Trumas Adeshin also asks on the Trumas Adeshin, Doho HaRosh V'siyatoi Dematzuchi Kveila, that the Rosh and those that hold it like him that require Kveila, Akochak Lav Taimer Mishum Dolei Mara Chazoke. The reasoning of the Rosh is not because he won't lose his reputation, Daharehu Maslat, because he's speaking incidentally. Ela Hatamhu Mishum De Ilavkein Minolei. The reason that he has to be a professional is because if not for the fact that he's a professional, how do we know that he knows how to differentiate taste? This is how it seems from the Beis Yosef. That's what it says in the Rashba, Toras HaBayis. That the reason we're believing on him is because of Maslat. So if so, the question goes back to its place. The Ha Rosh Pasak Rabbeinu Tam or Pasak to Samchin Namaslat, because the Rosh passing is like Rabbeinu Tam, the Tamkik is the Raisa, and he passes that we rely on a gentle Maslat. So we have an original question that Maslat is not believed by Yisrael Raisa only by this Isha. V'oid Da'akochoch Taimahu Mishum Maslat L'chod. The reason he's believed is only because of Maslat, not because of Kfeila. The Imishum Dalei Mara Amnase, because if the reason we rely on him is because he won't lose his reputation, Lizki, it should be enough, but Kveila Lachud, with just Kveila. So basically what the Shach son-in-law is asking, Rabbeinu Gershom is asking, is that we see that the reason we're relying on him is Maslat. So we have the same question as that Shach asks, then how can we rely on a Goy Maslat, if we hold it is a Doraisa? So the Shach says, V'oida, Adayin Divya HaMachaber, Enam Yushovim. And the words of the Machaber are still not answered. Shesasam b'chibur zeh ha'psakim, that in the Shulchan Aruch, his Sefer of Psak, he paskins, v'chein mashal perik gid ha'noshe, simen lam gimel pasak, and mashal as well paskins, that filo ha'idna samchin na goy maslat, that even nowadays, we rely on a goy maslat. Afilo lav kfeila, even if he's not a professional. U'b'simen memvov, shom hebi, mashakosav ha'rashba. And the mashal brings in simen memvov, the Rashba, v'amru l'hachm b'shal Torah. He brings a Rashba that says that v'etam ki'ikur v'machmer, it's a chumra, because of a law, and the mashal writes on the Rashba, u'lefi mashe perashti, and according to what I explained, hu b'loy chumra, it's not a stringency, d'kach hu machvarta d'shmaitza. This is what comes out of the Gemara, d'hu d'ayraisa, that tam ki'ikur d'ayraisa. Meaning the mashal is saying that it's not a stringency to say tam ki'ikur d'ayraisa. That's the ikur adin, ayin sham, see over there. So if we say that the Ikur Adin is that Tam Kikus Ereisa, so how can we rely on Maslat? So the Shach says, V'yeshal Yuvay Tzim L'Teret, so those that want to answer, the Hodam Rina Ba Goizel, the Ein Goy Maslat Ne'mon B'Shar Dvorim, this set it says in Perek HaGoizel, that a Gentile does not believe Maslat by other things, meaning other than Eidus Isha, Hayno Heicha, this is Chazak Yisua, that's only where we have an established Isser. Masha Ein Kain, Hocha, however, over here, the lo yodinan is big tam klal, that we don't know if this tasted at all. So in such a case, we can rely on maslat. Because since it's a suffix, it's only where I have an established isur that, a cheskas isura, that we do not rely on a goy. But over here, there's no cheskas isur. So shachsetz v'doichek, that's forced. V'oid, dohasam perchinen ala, then the Gemara over there in Baba Kama, the Gemara asks on the fact that we don't rely on maslat, from the din that we permit a captive alpikotin maslat. If a lady gets captured, we can rely on a child speaking maslat to say that her captives did not mistreat her. Umeshani, b'shivuya kelu. And the Gemara answers that the captives were more lenient. So the Shach says, according to what we said before, b'hashta, my parach, according to this that you're saying, that the only time we rely on maslat is chazak isura, ha b'shvuya le is chazak isura. There's no established isur by shvuya. We don't know that the Gentile did anything to her. So what's the question? So we see from the Gemara that the Gemara is asking from something that there's no established isur. So we see that even something that's no established isur, we do not rely on a maslat, and it's only by a lady that's captured that we're more makel. V'alfa gav de b'mivosh simen tof lamed gimel kosav al din de goy oime maslat al kankanem shal yayin nesach sh'ovu aleim yud beis chadoshim, that the Rivosh writes that where a Gentile says maslat by barrels of yayin nesach that passed for 12 months, the einen nemon is not believed, da'afem nemon gabi min b'shein emina de samchin na goy maslat, that even if we say by min b'shein emina in our din that we rely on a goy maslat, I feel a lav kvele, even if he's not a professional, makom mokim. In any case, Shani Hocha, this Chazak Yisura, over there, by the barrels of Yayin Nesach, it's an established Isser, and therefore he's not believed. The Vade Nishtamshu B'Kankanim B'Yayin Shal Isser, because he certainly used these barrels for wine that's Aser. Vata Bolo Hitzi Mikoyach Edusai, and through his testimony, we're taking it out, Midei Vade Yisurai, from something that was established Aser. Akan Lashani, that's the Rivash. The Rivash is saying that by Kankanim, by its Chazak Yisura, we don't rely on Maslat. But where it's not its Chazak Yisura, we do rely on Maslat. So see that it depends on if it's established Isser, if it's a Cheskas Isser or not. Al Kochoch, Tzorach Leimar, the Rivosh, Zviru Leik Rashi, that the Rivosh holds like Rashi, V'siyatun, those that go like Rashi. V'hilchach, B'Yisudu Abonon, therefore, B'Yisudu Abonon, the Kankanim Shul Goyim, Inna Masurim Elimin Du Abonon, or Kulakamon, Hilchas Kli Hayayin, like it says in the halachas of the kelim of Yayin Esach, that it's only Yisudu Abonon. Who the Yesh L'chalak B'Hoch, it's only over there that it's an Yisudu Abonon, that we can differentiate between its Chazak Yisura and not its Chazak Yisura. Or Komashu Mochrech L'chalak B'Hochi. L'das HaRav, like we're forced to differentiate according to Ramah, Komashu Kosev V'Soif Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin. Like he writes in the end of Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin, Ayin Shom, see there. So the Shach is saying that where do we differentiate between its Chazak Yisura and not? Only by an Yisudu Abonon. Our B'Yisudu writes, so we cannot differentiate between Ischazak Yisura and not. And like I wrote. So the Shach is arguing with this answer. He wanted to bring those that say that the friendship between where it's chazak soon or it's not, and he says that's only by Isidore Bonham. But by an Isidore Weiser, we cannot say such a differentiation. So the Shach says, it seems to me to differentiate the Dafka Hecha, the Lekal, Mekam Allah, the Milsa, who the Engoy Maslat Nem on Bistur Torah. It's only where we cannot stand him up to his words do we not rely on Maslat. Avo Bemimish Ein Aminoi. Kivan the Ekal, Mekam Allah, the Milsa, since we can stand him up to his words. Latim Lekvela, because afterwards, if he says there's no taste, we can go give it to somebody, to someone else to see if there's taste, or you'll eat it yourself, you'll see that there's taste. So Samchinallah, so in such a case we can rely on him. This differentiation between Efshel Mekamala and not, we see also in the Rivosh. Vayim Bisim Tezayin, Sifyud Aleph, Ubisim Tzamachtes, Sifyud, Ubisim Kufchov Bey, Sifyud Aleph, Ubisim Sim Kuflam and Zayin, Ubimashu Kasefti Sham. And look in all these places what I wrote over there about relying on a Goyim Aslat. So in conclusion, what the Shach is saying is that the reason the Ram Machaber and the Rash behold that we rely on Maslat, even though it's Isidore Weiser, is because it's after the Mekam Aleh. So since when you'll eat it, you'll see if the guy is lying, and therefore we can rely on him. That's the opinion of the Machaber. But as we saw, the opinion of the Ramah is that we do not rely today on Maslat.